Bob, let me just put it in this context. You know, the elders that are going to be leading this this protest and this takeover of the Meals for the Elderly program has to be initiated on a term that reaches out to the programs that are operational through the federal government and the state, because there's allocation monies that supersede these programs to meet the exacting standards of the said elders programs. What they want is a new building, better operation and transportation of the facility, and giving meals to the ones that don't have vehicles to get to the program, mm-hmm. where they can eat a healthy diet. All these demands have been met by certain resistance because people in particular are not taking the elders very seriously, because they say our elders, at the age capacity, all they do is gossip and make stories up. 101% of the time, their stories are true. So that's the honesty they give you. The reason why people think that they gossip and stuff, that's what you call a matriarchal system.
Mm-hmm.
They're governed by that. So whether they gossip and tell the truth, it gives a learning phase of administering and implementing a traditional value system. Elders from all ages and all walks of life get mad at me as a warrior of the Strongheart Warrior Society. And what do? We shut up and listen. Because it's not offensive to me. I get what they're saying. And so when they do administer accountability, want warriors to take on responsibility to safeguard them, well, Strongheart is the only one, the only warrior society that's doing that to protect and serve our elders. So the principalities that are in place, this is what we're talking about. And so by taking these initiatives is the only way to give them the ability to substantiate an independence that they want. They're tired of being subjugated to colonial abuse, and that's what's happening. You can't trust tribal government because they're a puppet regime of the federal government. But in the name of elders and said enrolled members of the said tribes and nations, they get countless amounts of taxpayer money, but they're never, ever met for that distribution to the needy. So all the people that have office jobs that are beneficiaries to see the issues pertaining to a reservation, they're living in denial because the poor people, the elders, the children are left without. That's not what this country was built on. This country was built on freedom, of equality, made for people to have that type of social independence. But because of colonial enforcement, none of that is exceptional to a truthful measure that safeguards the well-being of our said elders of all tribal nations in Turtle Island.